I think it is summer English fun camp when I'm in secondary school, because usually we only sitting in the classroom and listening to the teacher when we have our official English lessons. But when in summer holiday, my secondary school provides some summer English fun camp, and then they ask some foreign university students to come to our school and to design the lessons so we can play games and sing songs and dance in a week. So in that week, we all have to speak English, but we don't need to study like in the ordinary English lesson. We don't have textbook, we just listen to the teachers, and we have a lot of fun in that week. So I think it is the best and very memorable English language learning experience for me.
Did you find it challenging to communicate with your teachers?
Yeah, at first I find it very challenging, but then the students, they don't know Cantonese, so they only speak English to us. We still can understand some of the words they are speaking, so I think it's still okay, but a lot challenging.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
My most memorable English reading experience is that when I was in Form 2, and I like Harry Potter a lot, but at that time, Harry Potter 7, they have the final chapter, but they don't still, at that time, they don't still don't have the Chinese translation version, so I forced myself to read the English one. Although I find a lot of words that I don't understand, but then I checked for the dictionary because I want to understand the meanings in the chapters, so I still find a lot of fun when I'm reading Harry Potter.
So do you find reading the Chinese version and the English version very different? The experience is very different.
Yes, it's different, because when I'm reading English version, it isn't very smooth because I find a lot of vocabularies that I don't understand. So I have to check for the dictionary to find the meanings. But if it is Chinese, like I can read very fast.
So do you read other English books later?
Yeah, I read English books.
And do you have a favorite one?
I like one writer, but I don't remember his name. He wrote the book The Remains of the Day. At first I find it very boring, but soon when I keep reading it till the ending, and I find it very touching.